institution. In this instance, we are talking of a minister that is supervising a public institution in which he is supposed to ensure that the interests of the public are respected. But instead of respecting the interests of the public, it is seen that he is serving himself. So, I mean, we could actually ordinarily say that Honorable Parinyatwa was found with his hand in the pot. He was stealing from what is totally broken down. And the extension of that is that Dr. Parinyatwa has not only done this only for the first time. It appears that for a long time, Dr. Parinyatwa has been drawing loans and monies from the public, service, medical aid society, monies that are not accounted, monies that he is not entitled to. And therefore, the kind of conduct that he has involved himself in deserves that he has got to quit public office in shame of whatever he has done. So that's the motion that we have in Parliament. It has been debated. It continues next week.
Oh, Mr. Angliston Svanda, what is your take on this?
I think first and foremost, we like to applaud the Parliament of Zimbabwe for taking that stance, especially the Honorable Eddie Cross and his counterpart. However, it is long overdue because the culture of looting in Zimbabwe is actually in Zimbabwe. What Professor Parinyatwa did or is alleged to have done is actually a culture embedded in the Zimbabwean society. We have lost what is called integrity. It is common in quite a number of institutions. There are quite a number of people that are doing that. And to just cite an example of malpractices, you have a situation where you have somebody who's a retired brigadier who's earning money from the war veterans pension fund and also earning pension from the army. From the army, and is also employed at the NRZ. So to them, it's nothing new, and I'm actually wondering whether ZANU-PF MPs will support the motion. So that it's a culture that is embedded in the Zimbabwean governance system, in the society at large.
Mr. Matubeko Svanda, what do you make of Mr. Angliston Svanda's suspicions that ZANU-PF MPs might not support?
I'm sure that his fears are not really unfounded. I think when we look into the history of ZANU-PF since 1980, for 40 years that they've been in power in this country, we have never had a minister that has ever resigned from government because of misconduct or because of corrupt behavior. It is known that the only other time that a scandal the ZANU-PF government was revealed to the people was during the Willowfield scandal. The indication that has been coming from Parliament in the past 2 or 3 days is that ZANU-PF MPs might support. They've already supported. We had Dr. Kereke supporting that if indeed the minister did what is alleged to have been done, he needs to resign. Unless, but we know how ZANU-PF operates, they might call for a caucus for MPs. And if they call for that caucus and they tell the MPs that no one is supposed to speak against Dr. Parinyatwa, then everyone will remain silent.